Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word, life, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. The afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun. Day or night. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one. Doctor, everything will be alright. Instead of asking them how much of your time is left, ask them how much of your mind, baby. Cause in this life, things are much harder than in the afterworld. This life, you're on your own. And if the elevator tries to break you down,
you're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is the Astro Hour. That was Prince and the Revolution with Let's Go Crazy. Wow, okay. These headphones are terrible. Yeah. My name is Zach Going. This is Jesse.
Hi, I'm Jesse.
That's Jesse. Hi.
I'm back.
I don't have anything. I didn't plan anything to say.
Oh, no,
I was just like, let's do the intro to the show. And I feel like we have a banter naturally.
Oh, sure.
You know?
Sure.
He says, how's your concussion? How's your brain?
Oh, yes. So much better.
I think these people are wondering how your brain is.
Yes, that's right. I've been on the show a couple times.
Have you been
now.
Hallucinating? At all.
All the time.
Are you serious?
No, but I've been having very vivid dreams.
Okay.
As if I've been hallucinating. Well, like, also, like, realistic dreams. Mm. Like, the other day I ran out of deodorant, and in my dream...
It was just a dream about deodorant.
Well, no, it was like...
You were being chased by deodorant.
Yes. But also my like I woke up, like in my dream I woke up like my whole day that I had like literally planned out happened. I had lunch with the same person I was supposed to have lunch with, like, and I walk all the way to CVS, which is like a trek, and I buy my deodorant, and then I wake up and like the only reason I knew that it wasn't real was that there was no deodorant. Like I ate, like none of it actually happened.
That's terrifying to me.
Yeah.
That is like
yeah.
Have you seen Inception?
No, but
what?
I get it. I've seen
dreidel. I mean, that's fine. What?
They spin the top,
yeah.
Spun the top.
That Gimble, sounds euphemistic. I've spun the top a few times. So in Inception, there's this thing where Leonardo DiCaprio is talking to Ellen Page about, like, Ellen Page is like the fish out of water.
Right.
And he's like, here's the thing, like, we go, as if, like, in a world where there are these machines that allow you to go into people's brains.
Sure.
As if, like, if those machines existed, nobody here has heard about them. But, like, he's, like, explaining the concept to her, even though she's, like, a Harvard, like, mathematician or something like that. And he's explaining the concept to her, and then things start going crazy, and he's like, guess what? We're in a dream now. And everyone's like, whoa. And she's like, how did I not know this? And he's like, well, when you're dreaming, you can't tell. I feel like when I wake up, I know that my dream was a dream.
Well, do you have weird dreams?
I mean, my dreams are very disjointed.
Okay.
You know, like, my dreams don't make logical sense, but, like, they're vivid, okay. You know?
Yeah.
I had a lot of reoccurring nightmares last week.
Scary.
It was strange. Yeah, it was not fun.
The same one?
It would be like in a night I would have the same dream multiple times.
Spooky.
It was all scary, and they were all like, it was so cliche. It was like ghosts coming to kill me, or like spirits coming to kill me.
But you know, like when you're asleep, or if you're just like lying in the dark, everything is a million times scarier. And
yeah.
Like, when you wake up the next morning and you're in the light of day, it's like, oh, that's silly. Like, why was I thinking that? But in the moment, like every night I'm,
you're like, oh, this thing is coming to kill me.
Like, this is like how it ends for me. Like
yeah. Yes. I'll be like staring at like two lights on my desk that are like my laptop charger and like my headphone charger.
Amazing.
That are just like red lights. And I'll be like, oh, those are eyes. And it's a thing that's coming to kill me. Even though like I'm looking at them and I even like see the outline of like the charger. Yes. But I'm just like, no, but those dots are eyes.
Our brains
that
are truly
will
incredible.
Murder me.
It's really incredible. Like I, there's a figure in my room. Mm-hmm. It is just the shadow of like the way the closet is. And if this were a real person,
yes.
This person would be like legitimately 10 feet tall.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
And very
as
misshapen. But every time I turn around and like open my eyes, I'm like, oh, he's back. And like,
it's
that's
the worst.
Just life.
Can you sleep not facing your door?
At this point, I have to. I can't
really
sleep facing my door. Because it's
sweet. Because that's where it is.
That's where it is. Also, I have two cartilage piercings on my right ear, and it's very uncomfortable to sleep on them.
That's fair.
Josh, yeah, no, sorry, continue.
Congratulations on the cartilage piercings.
Thank you.
I can't, like, or if I do, it's very, like, uncomfortable mentally for me, and I need to, like, really calm myself down if I'm not facing my door.
You need the escape route.
Yeah, well, I just need to keep my eyes on like the entrance of any demons and or murderers coming
Whoa.
Into my room. Yeah.
This got real. This is so October of us to be talking about.
That's fair. This is spooky.
Spooky.
Werewolf bar mitzvah.
Spooky, scary.
Boys becoming men. Men becoming wolves.
Wow.
That's like my favorite
so
thing.
Spooky.
Let's do a song.
Yep.
Woo! And we're back. That was the Go-Go's with We Got the Beat and Devo with their cover of Satisfaction. I definitely logged it wrong. Whatever.
It happens.
It's a great song. I think it's a better version of the song. It's not as good as the version Television recorded, if you've ever heard that one. Lame.
I haven't.
Yeah. I think I played it once here before, and I've been worried. I don't like doubling up songs, even though I'm about to like double up a song later.
I was going to say, do you think that, like, in all of the times you've been on the radio, in the many years you've been on the radio,
yeah,
you've, like,
there have tried been to not multiple years. I've tried generally not to double up. I've definitely doubled up a couple. I think I've done, like, We Got the Beat. Like, I've done that before.
That's a good one.
I think I'm about to play Blue Monday for, like, the third time today.
That's fair.
It's a fantastic song. Yeah. And someone requested it. So I'm like, I'm gonna do it. Yeah.
You request songs?
There is a request form on zachgoing.com/the-astro-hour.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It's a website that I own for way too much money.
You may request Werewolf Bar Mitzvah if you're feeling that kind of way.
That'll probably happen. Werewolf Bar Mitzvah will probably happen.
Yes.
So what thoughts have popped into your head over the last 9.5 minutes when we were playing those two wonderful songs?
Oh my gosh. Well,
You have a Tufts undergraduate orientation t-shirt on.
Yes.
Do you have any anecdotes from Tufts undergraduate orientation 2017? They're probably not, it's probably not appropriate to say that on television.
Oh,
unless
no.
You censor out names.
No,
also not television, radio, but whatever.
Confidentiality is
key.
I like RA stories.
Yes, of course.
I'm an RA, in case.
Jessie is an RA.
Anyone did not know.
She's actually a FYA.
I'm a first year advisor.
That is the technical name now.
Yes.
We do things by the book here.
Yes. I mean, nothing too wild. Just like, I like to go to bed really early, and the people that live on my floor do not like to go to bed
early. They're freshmen.
Early.
Why would they want to go to bed early?
I don't know. But like, when it's 4 a.m. and I stumble out of my room to go to the bathroom, because mm-hmm. I do that most times at 4 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
I've been like,
because you are a 40-year-old man.
I am a 40-year-old man mm-hmm. with the bladder the size of a really small 40-year-old man.
Like a really like a tiny man.
Yeah.
It's that shape.
That's what I was thinking.
Great.
It's just a small man. I'm like really nothing that crazy. I just like, I have walked into the common room and have seen like mm-hmm. things I was not expect. Like just like tons of people like
skateboarding.
No. Oh my God. Mostly just like throwing like food or like throwing things.
I don't get that.
Playing some YouTube videos, bonding. Like,
ew.
Like orientation was like pretty low key. I think it was nice.
If I was a freshman in a common room at four in the morning, I would be skateboarding. I would definitely be skateboarding. I'm terrible at skateboarding. Yeah.
Maybe. Well, I haven't.
Maybe
seen,
I could learn.
You. I think you could.
Mm-hmm.
I think if I were a freshman in a dorm at 4 a.m., I would pull out, in a similar vein, my Heelys.
Mm. Have I told you about me and Heelys?
No, I'll tell you about me and Heelys.
Okay,
after.
Yeah, please.
Go.
Okay. Wait, let's summarize our Heelys stories in one sentence on the count of three
together.
And see if they're the same. All right. 3, 2.
Wait, are we
I'm
doing
ready.
It at
yeah,
the same time?
At the same time.
Okay.
Because I want to see if they're the same story. 3, 2, 1. I broke my leg the second day that I had
all
it.
The time.
Okay.
No.
Day 2, I broke my leg.
No!
I saved up all of my money to buy them because my parents thought they were stupid, rightfully so.
Oh.
And then I broke my leg and then they bought them back from me because I was so sad.
Oh, wait. So then they were sent back?
No. Like my parents bought them back from me, and I assume they like threw them away.
Oh,
they like
no.
gave me money because they knew I had spent all my money and then had broken my leg and obviously knew that I was never going to wear them again.
And now the Heelys went to a farm upstate.
They went to a farm upstate.
So sad. I had a grand old time with my Heelys.
Of course you did.
Yeah, it's, you know, being sporty.
It's a very different story.
Yeah, no, basically just like like, the airport was always, like, the prime location mm-hmm. for Heelys. And, like, because they have, like, very smooth surfaces. But now, the last time I was on my way here, I was in the airport. And you know how they make all the announcements? Like, mm-hmm. please watch your bags. And if you see anything, blah,
unattended
blah.
Bags, yeah, see something, say something, of course.
And it was, like, doing that. Like, you see the unattended bags. Do not do this. Do not have this, 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 and this. And one of them was, like... Heeled footwear is strictly prohibited. If we see you with heeled footwear, we will ask you to remove the wheels from your heels. I was like, this is a bad commercial.
Yeah. That's so weird.
It made me really sad, though, because I was like, 12-year-old Jesse hearing this would have literally been heartbroken.
How
like,
often were you at the airport and heelying?
Probably every day.
Do you live, like, next to an airport?
No, that was a lie.
Okay.
I don't know. Like, a lot of my family... So, I'm from San Diego.
Of course.
And a lot of my family lives in New York. Mm-hmm. So, we would go do that every once in a while.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Take a little trip.
I didn't really fly much as a kid. We'd fly to, like, Disney, and that was, like, it.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. I think my first plane trip was to California. I don't know where... I don't know where the destination was. It was probably L.A.
Disney in California.
Yeah. Oh, no. It definitely was. Like, I remember going to Disney then. But I know we also went to San Diego. And I forget if we drove to San Diego from LAX or...
Probably.
Yeah.
Disney can be a horrifying place. I have some horrifying memories of Disneyland.
Of Disneyland?
And World.
Okay.
Primarily World.
Really?
Yeah. Just, like, with my grandparents. So, some experiences with my grand... Like mm-hmm. Like, I'm not a person who gets embarrassed very easily.
Yeah.
But, you know how they have, like, the bands? Like, the music people playing, like, in the streets of mm-hmm. Disneyland?
Of course.
My grandma, like no one else is dancing. My grandma breaks out dancing, which is fine. And I was, like, 12 mm-hmm. again. Wow. 12-year-old Jesse having a really hard time. And she comes after me. Like, I feel like she's, like, chasing me and attacking me and doing mm-hmm. this thing with her finger where she's, like, aggressively pointing at me and making this, like, scrunched up face, and she's, like, dancing and pointing and, like, causing a scene. And, like, I'm, like, running away from my grandmother.
I feel like that is the like, epitome of a 12-year-old's worst nightmare is being forced to participate in something.
Like...
Just in general. Especially if it's public. You know?
And no one else is doing it. It's just your spooky grandma.
That's weird. I feel like the only time I've actually been uncomfortable in, like, Disney World is, like, also during one of, like, the Main Street, like, band things.
Yeah.
I don't know why. There wasn't even anything specific about it. I was just like, this is so, like, the camp of the situation just kind of, like, murdered. Also, probably, like, a 12-year-old part of me.
Sure.
You know?
Well, I don't know. I feel like also sometimes it's, like, magical, you know, mm-hmm. the cliche magic.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And that's why, like, everyone, like, older than puberty, like, loves it, you know?
I went this past summer for my friend's 21st birthday.
Whoa.
That's an adultish thing mm-hmm. to do to go to Disneyland. And I cried 8 times. Like,
that's
the
a lot.
Type of crying where you're, like, inspired to the point of, like, oh my god,
oh,
this
no,
is
no.
beautiful.
I completely understand. Every time I watch anything related to the Muppets, of course.
Yes.
Yeah, I cry.
But it was, like, such a thing, because when you see kids and they're, like, totally, like, innocent, like,
mm-hmm.
like, they just believe and, like, okay, like, you know Princess Tiana?
Yes, of course.
An amazing princess. Mm-hmm. The, like, probably first and only black Disney princess?
Yes.
So she was, like, walking around doing her thing after a performance, and I saw this little, like, African-American girl and her mom go up to Tiana, and the mom, like touches her shoulder and is like, you mean so much to my daughter, and you don't even know. And I just break down.
Yeah.
Not even, like, supposed to be listening to their conversation.
There's something very weird about meeting characters.
Yes.
You know? Where, I mean, everyone, even children, know that they're fake.
Do they?
I think so. I mean, at least when I was a child, like, I knew, obviously, that they weren't the real...
Cynic.
...character. No. But, like, it's still touching.
Right.
You know, it's still extremely touching, you know? Like, I keep talking about the Muppets.
Sure.
But, like, if I got to talk to Kermit the Frog... Like, that would be amazing for me. Even though I know there's someone controlling Kermit the Frog who is not. Why did Elton John? We're just going to go in.
Elton, okay, bye.
never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like before in your fingertips.
You're trying hard not to show.
And we're back. That was what's You've Lost That Love and Feeling, which is a song by someone else, but as covered by Hall & Oates. And I'm pretty sure that's the version that plays at the end of Top Gun. I'm not totally certain. It might be the original version that plays at the end of Top Gun. So Jesse's never seen Top Gun.
It's true.
Did you like my Instagram post though yesterday? Late last night?
Oh no. Late night thoughts was
so late night. Yeah. So while I was doing my quantum homework yesterday, I took a break. and instead decided to do a ballpoint pen drawing of Tom Cruise from Top Gun.
I did see that.
Yeah, because that's what you do when you can't do your homework, is you you engage in Tom Cruise fan art.
Can I describe this photo
to our
listeners? Okay. So basically it's Tom Cruise with like a little bit of like very manly stubble, mm-hmm. right? Like you can feel the testosterone.
Yeah, that's Top Gun.
With like a very like angular face, which like I feel like is true.
Mm-hmm.
He also just like looks very serious. Like maybe he drank a little lemonade like and is like puckering his lips a little bit. Or like he's like drinking something sour and thinking about it.
That's fair. That's fair.
He also is wearing a name tag that says Maverick.
Maverick, yeah. Or something like Navy related. Okay, so Top Gun is a movie about Navy fighter pilots.
Okay.
And the main character is played by Tom Cruise. His name is Maverick.
Of course.
He has a real name, actually, in the movie, but no one calls him that. Everyone calls him Maverick throughout the whole thing. Maverick and then his gunner, Goose. They're a partnership.
Sure.
Apparently every family has a Maverick and a Goose, so says my sister, but that's because she thinks she's Maverick.
Are you the Goose?
That's what she says. I think I'm Maverick. Or I think I'm like one of the other fighter pilots. There are a lot of fighter pilots. It's also very 80s in that there are no black people in the movie, except for the one whose name is Sundown.
There we go.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, great movie. Very Reagan. Everyone's sweating throughout the whole movie. Like even characters who have no reason to be sweating are sweating, or like glistening. Like Tom Cruise and like Goose get out of like their fighter pilots and they're like covered in sweat and you're like, okay, this makes sense. Like it must be hot in a fighter jet.
Right.
You know, high pressure situation. But then like their commanding officer is also like glistening while he's yelling at them for being Mavericks.
Oh.
And you're just like, what was this design choice? You know?
It seems like a poor design choice.
It's a great film though. But there's a scene where he's hitting on Kelly McGinnis. And the way he does it is by like approaching her, and then like Goose is like, "Don't worry, I'll handle this." And like she kind of like looks away, but then like Tom Cruise like it's all like supposed to like frame Tom Cruise up for some reason.
Yeah.
And then Tom Cruise has a microphone and he starts singing that song a cappella, and then like the whole bar full of Navy men starts singing along to this woman. This was supposed to be endearing in the 80s, kind of sort of not extremely like creepy and like pressureful.
Was he good at singing?
No.
Oh.
So that's why it's endearing, is because he's terrible at it. But you still got like an entire bar full of like military guys like singing to this one woman.
Right.
Like it's weird.
So but I can,
but it's great. It's
I
a great scene.
See the whole like, no, I'm a Maverick and you're a Goose. Like I feel like it's very much like how everyone says that they're a Gryffindor, even if like just because that's the ideal.
Yeah.
Even if, like, that's not necessarily the case.
So for a while, I always told myself, I mean, I think it's a line in Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, like,
yes.
People who say they're Ravenclaws actually think they're Gryffindors.
That's so true.
You know?
That's so true.
Yeah, so I used to say that I was a Ravenclaw forever, thinking that I was actually a Gryffindor. And now I've accepted I'm a Hufflepuff.
Oh, you so are. And that's so nice.
Yeah, I think it's fair.
Want to know something horrible?
Yeah, please. You're
I'm
a Slytherin.
A Gryffindor. Oh, no.
Okay.
I think I'm.
I don't think you're a Slytherin. I think you're a Gryffindor.
Thank you.
It's not just that. It's not just the red hair.
It's not like the Weasley-esque aesthetic.
The Weasleys weren't juice.
I'm pretty sure like several years for Halloween, I was just like variations of different Weasleys.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was just my thing.
I've got a pretty solid Harry Potter costume that I've had since like the 8th or 9th grade.
Is it just like the clothes that
still
you wear
works.
Every day because that's a Harry Potter costume?
Yeah, basically.
Yes.
So I used to have wireframe glasses, and those helped a lot. Even though they weren't circular, they were like angular still.
Oh my god.
No, and I'd just do like a white shirt, Gryffindor tie. I had the sweater that Darren Criss wore in a Harry Potter musical.
Amazing.
And like black pants, and it worked so well.
Yes.
Like it worked amazing.
For the record, Zach already looks like Harry Potter, so
he
just needed some more external.
I've got black wavy hair, and I'm not particularly tall.
He wears glasses.
And I wear glasses. That's fair.
You have the Harry Potter eyebrows.
Boom.
Does that mean
what? What does that mean?
they're like there. They're like
Harry Potter has eyebrows.
Confirmed.
Yes.
Yes, that's it.
Harry Potter is Illuminati confirmed.
Yep.
Jesse, it was lovely having you on the show today.
So fun.
Yes, we're going to play you off with a song that's very near and dear to my heart. Yes. Thank you for being on. Stay tuned, everybody. We got way more coming up. Say bye, Jesse.
Bye, Jesse.
Aw, man, Trey, look up at the sky. It's a full moon on the Sabbath. This is scary. Break it down.
I was working late on my Haftorah when I heard a knock on my bedroom door. I opened it up, and to my surprise, there was a werewolf standing there with glowing gold eyes. He says, tomorrow, my son, you will be a man. But tonight's the time to join the wolfing clan. Tomorrow you will stand at the beamer and pray. Tonight, let's gaze at the moon and bathe. Werewolf for mitzvah, spooky, scary. Boys becoming men, men becoming wolves. Werewolf for mitzvah, spooky, scary. Boys becoming men, men becoming wolves.
All right, that was great, Trey. Okay, it's over. That's a wrap.
Oh. The next day, what happened? The Torah didn't teach.
Oh, this man.
I got up in front of everyone to give my little speech. Then my teeth turned into fangs and my nails into claws. And I nearly dropped the Torah when my hands turned into paws. I growled and I roared and my rabbi did as well. It was a rocking werewolf zoo at Temple Beth Emanuel.
Hey, man, where'd you learn all these Jewish words?
My manager, Harvey Lemmings. Werewolf bar mitzvah, spooky, scary. Boys becoming men, men becoming wolves.
I just don't think the idea of the song can sustain itself for that long. It seems a little sweaty now, so.
This whole premise is sweaty. We had a reception at the Larchmont Country Club. They served a real nice brisket and an 8-foot party sub. I danced with my cousins. I got money from my folks. We had a lot of fun making circumcision jokes. Then I remembered the premise of my song. I was at a nice reception, but the werewolf part was gone. So we pulled ourselves together and we're wolfmen again. Just in time for monster fight to begin.
No.
The country club employees were a brain-sucking pack who had all turned into zombies and were on the attack.
No.
So we fought them and some Draculas and Frankensteins too. Cause you gotta love bar mitzvah even if you're not an
art. There's no such thing as Frankensteins.
Steins.
There's no plural to Frankenstein.
Men. Men becoming wolves. Werewolf bar mitzvah. Kooky, hairy. Boys becoming men. Men becoming wolves. I don't want this. I don't like this. This is scary. Turn it into werewolves and stuff. Yeah. I got excited when I saw a poodle on the streets the other day.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind.
Life is worth more than a text.
Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
because I'm OCD.
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. That was Weezer with Endless Bummer, the last track off of their most recent album. Soon to have a new one coming out soon. Soon to have a new one coming out soon. They've got another one coming out soon, and I'm looking forward to it. Even though I really only like one of the tracks, and actually of the singles they released, the only one I really like is an acoustic version of a single that was released. So actually, I'm not too hyped. But that album that Endless Bummer was off of, the White Album, I hate that they just do the color thing. I really hate it. I mean, they went like really far with it in the beginning. You know, they did blue, red, green, white. Pinkerton kind of works. You know, I hate that there are so many bands that have a white album now. It makes me kind of, it's confusing. I don't like confusing. We've got a lot of songs coming up. I'm trying to get them in the right order, trying to curate. We're gonna try to load up the second hour of the show up with some music. I do have my best request of the many requests that I got. I'm trying to fit them all in, most of them at least. This one is one I cannot fit in because it's an hour and a half, and that is of course my friend who requested the YouTube link for the entire Apollo 11 mission audio, which is probably the greatest thing. And the funniest thing is I could, if I wanted to, play it. I just won't. That's not something I'm going to do. I would love to, but I don't think anyone would enjoy it except for me. Wow, I didn't think of anything to talk about, so let's just go into more music. Yay. It wouldn't be an episode of the Astro Hour without me playing some Blondie, so here is some Blondie.